Hello and welcome to WNC Original Music, episode 82, the Tulsi Leper episode. This week we have returning the hard rock band Sane Voice from the Asheville area of North Carolina. The music on this week's show comes from their live performance at Sly Grog in Asheville, North Carolina. You can find the guys online on Facebook, just search Sane Voids, or you can find them at sanevoids.bandcamp.com, and they're also on the other streaming services like Spotify and so forth. Usually I start with a song on the podcast, but we had such a good time talking, I hope they did, and we got a whole lot of interview, and that there's more interview than the music can hold. So I'm going to start off this week with the guys talking about their sound. You're going to hear them talking about shows they just played and played a month ago. And, you know, this was recorded a while back. So take that with chronological context. Also, in addition to the live recordings, the guys have been nice enough to send along a couple of studio tracks to listen to. And here is Sane Voids.
What are, like, how would you describe your sound? Your
Oh man.
That's the question.
The worst. You get three
rock
words.
And roll.
Rock,
and
play.
Rock
and
roll.
Music.
Rock and roll.
It's loud. Mm-hmm. It's loud and it's rocking.
Yeah. Riff heavy.
Riff,
and
yep.
Sludgy and grungy.
Loud.
And
loud. Lots of people don't like to call themselves rock and roll, but that's what we are.
Right. Yeah. It's a pretty broad umbrella, but.
Yeah, I mean, hell, if our parents can halfway palate what we're doing, I feel like,
yeah.
It's decent.
Yeah.
I know you just said the history, but how long have you guys been playing together as all five of you?
All five of us? Since January of last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 17. Yeah. It's so like a year and a half.
It was that the December before that we had our first show, like in this house.
Yeah.
Together.
Wow.
Yeah, so like a year and a half, a little more, I guess. Yeah.
And you guys are pretty big. You're playing like every week or sometimes twice a week or so?
We were oversaturating the market there for a while. We'd be like, shit, we're playing Fleetwood's Wednesday and Friday.
Yeah.
Damn.
I was like, who cares? But then we found out it's bad.
It's bad.
It's not good.
But at least like a couple times a month.
Yeah. I would say probably three out of like four weekends. Or at least three out of 4 weeks we play a show.
Right.
This month, taking a little time.
This month is a little slow.
We did like a little like 5 day run earlier last month and went and played like a festival and stuff. So I guess just taking some time to financially recuperate. Work on some other things.
We go up every year to Pennsylvania and we play this festival called Barnaroo.
Shout
out to Barnaroo. It's
not the
greatest.
Not yet.
This one's in Reynoldsville, Pennsylvania. It's a really great time.
Yes.
I think
there's a couple other Asheville bands, Shadow Show and Shutterings.
Yeah. Shutterings,
yeah.
I don't know them, but I know one.
Yeah. They're good guys.
They're nice guys.
They won't return my calls.
Guys.
Yeah. Oh, they're right there.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Shout out to my boys in Shadow Show.
Yo, Izzy, this goes out to you, dog, trying to tell me that we're too big time for you. We still love you, Izzy. We still love him.
He said that?
Yeah, he did.
I should have.
You gotta be like that.
I haven't taken a sip of that. If I can trade you.
Teamwork.
I should have brought some of their interview. Had you guys like respond to something?
should we just start a feud now?
They don't know what they're talking about. What is it?
I said, should we just start a feud now?
Have you done
Styrofoam Turtles or Tongues of Fire? We could talk mad shit about that.
No. No, go ahead. That way I won't defend.
What you hate the most?
The Turtles drummer lives upstairs with us.
Yeah, that's why we're talking so much shit.
Cool. Is he up there now? You can just talk shit about him now.
No, he's at work. Hey, Josh, you're
fuck
bad.
You, Josh.
Thanks for getting us that gig at the Orange Peel, you asshole.
When I was interviewing, was it Shadow Show? Yeah, Shadow Show. They were one of the guys. Who's the lead singer? Clark. Yeah, he was talking about his brother, I think, and he said something like. Like he's upstairs now, but he's the way he said it. I thought he was dead. So he's talking about him, and I'm like looking at him like
he's up there now.
Yeah,
he's
hey,
upstairs with
I'm
our
sorry
Lord
about
Savior.
That.
And then like, nah, man, he's just taking a nap.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah.
Staring out my window, no sense of time. Summer's here, fleeting thoughts, no sleep tonight. Tell me all the while.
places people need to go and find you, like websites,
Bandcamp is all of our music's up there. It's all up on Spotify and iTunes, and
Apple
YouTube,
Music, and everything. Music,
Deezer, Tidal.
Are we on Tidal?
We're on Tidal.
Oh, sweet. That's cool.
Word up to Jay-Z.
Jay-Z represents Saint
Vincent. We're on Napster.
You said that like Jay-Z hooked us up.
Yeah.
I called him up.
Jay-Z personally put us on Tidal.
I was like, Jay. I call him Jay. Mr. Z.
The best way to like really like stay in touch with what we're doing and know what's going on is definitely Instagram. Everyone's like, oh, your Facebook page, not so active. I'm like, who's still using Facebook?
Instagram's just what we end up using the most, so if you want to find us,
yeah. If you're interested in our stuff, check out our Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram.
All right. And that's Shane Voids. Sane Voids.
Sane Voids.
Shameful Voids. Oh, yeah.
Insane Voids.
Insane Toys.
I'm going to write a movie.
It always takes a couple of times for people to actually get the name same right.
Yeah, what does the name mean? Does it have a meaning? Other than just the word sound, the word voids.
I don't think it has any meaning. There's a story, I guess, but there's no meaning.
Davis did this thing where he wrote out all the letters from his name.
Yeah, rearranged them into things. Mm.
And then he came up with some like fucked up version of Sane Voids.
It was Sane Voids LLC.
Oh yeah.
But
that was using all the letters.
Sane was S-A-I-N. Yeah, it was just all my letters scrambled.
So we just kind of took it from there and switched.
There were a whole bunch of like.
Did you guys ever play as S-A-I-N Voids?
No.
It went from.
I feel like somebody might have built us like that by accident, but
yeah.
I didn't see that.
I feel like I've seen that. Maybe I wrote it down as that the first time I heard it.
We almost were Slavic Islands. That was the.
Oh yeah, Slavic Islands is another one of those.
None of us were Slavs.
None of us.
Didn't feel right.
But yeah, I guess too. Like once we Googled it and realized that it was like. We were the only same voice.
Yeah,
right. That was another big thing.
We were like, all right, that's it. That's us.
Because we had, when we were White James,
it was
we would Google that, and there was like some rapper dude named James White James.
A million
White
rappers.
Facebook.
Yeah,
it's just, like, no. There's too much White James out there.
I guess like it was just a jam thing we kind of did in between songs, but I guess it was a full song, but we used it as kind of a thing.
We recorded it that first shitty session that we were referring to earlier, and we popped it in the Xbox to like listen to it or whatever, and it was just some shit that we burned and it pulled up and said
it actually Houston it just album. Like auto labeled it for whatever reason when we used it.
Oh, we're like,
so
that's
we're
the
like
name,
okay
though.
Well that's the name.
Oh okay.
And that's how that got there.
What did it used to be called?
Asheville natives and Fat Ass Sally
was more of the former.
You know, being in Asheville, where things are a bit more PC, we don't want to offend anyone, so we just decided to censor ourselves a little.
At least the names of the songs, the lyrics don't matter. Fuck you, the boys
listening to those.
Oh yeah, well, it's all
nobody's listening to those. They don't know the names.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Fine.
Who listens to lyrics?
Not us. Not our fans.
No,
they don't want to know what I have to say.
It's all about the riffs.
It's all about the riffs.
Okay. So the song. What is the song Whitney Houston actually about? If not Whitney Houston,
ladies.
It's a tribute to Anthony Kiedis.
That's actually
kind
pretty
of
accurate.
It's yeah,
inspired by him.
Yeah, very.
It doesn't really show through in our music, I think, but we all do love the Chili Peppers a lot.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
kind of brought us together initially.
And a lot of people make fun of the Chili Peppers or whatever.
Which makes me like them even
for
more.
Being goofy or dumb or whatever, but I think it's awesome. The spirit of it is so cool. Yeah.
This is not going to help the case that we're a Chad band at all.
Yeah, right? We got called a Chad band on Facebook
Chad
today.
Really?
Yeah. Chad band.
I mean, clearly
Chad
there's some Chads.
Clearly.
Yeah. I mean,
normally.
Yeah. yeah. All right. Can you cut that?
Is it because of the short hair? Maybe?
I don't know.
What, Sid Nye's short hair?
I think it's...
If you had to define a Chad band, what would you say it is?
Nickelback? Creed?
Yeah.
Oh, those are pretty chatty bands.
Yeah.
What makes
yeah.
a Puddle of Mud?
That's my question.
What?
Puddle of Mud?
I always think, though, if Chad band, like, just because of the... I mean, no offense, I have short hair, too, and I'm super awesome. But,
oh, great.
But, but I always think of Chad bands as people who maybe have long hair, but then all their fans have short hair.
Interesting.
I think it's more of an attitude. Like Chads are just like bros.
Yeah, yeah. But I think of Chads, I think of like
guys.
Frat boys.
Yeah.
Which is weird because I never went to college.
Then how do you know that snakes can't talk?
Oh, God.
Where did you learn
that? Yeah, where did you learn that?
School of life, baby.
School of hard knocks.
School of hard knocks. Yeah, Chad band? That's ridiculous.
Thanks, everybody.
Oh, man.
I agree.
The banger of bangers.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how we're ever going to write something greater than this.
So many great things. Hands down, my favorite song title.
Yeah.
I love the riff. We play it
a lot
for most of the song.
It's mostly the riff, yeah.
It's just to the point.
There's a solo where when you get tired of the riff for about a minute, and then we go right back to
the riff. Yeah, right back to it after.
It's like those old like blues songs where they just play the same goddamn riff like the whole fucking time.
but it's such a great riff so that great. It doesn't even matter.
It opens up with a big, fuck you, fuck me.
Yeah,
it's pretty great. Abrasive. It's got like some meaning behind it.
I don't. I think it's actually an anti-Chad song.
Yeah.
I don't want to go too deep into it. We'll leave it up to interpretation. But if you look at some of the content, it parallels with some of the people in the world we may disagree with on an intellectual level.
It's like "fuck you, fuck me." Everybody's so full of shit are the first words, and I agree with that.
Yeah,
it can be true.
It absolutely is true.
So it's not a lot of metaphors in it. It's,
no. it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. What happened to Unity? What happened to you and me?
I think it's us admitting that we're just a bunch of jackasses, but everybody else is too.
Yeah.
So fuck you, man. Fuck
I'm
you.
Not saying that I'm not an asshole, just that you're one too.
Yeah, exactly.
We all are.
And at least I know it.
And that's okay.
Yeah. And you need to figure that out.
It's actually highbrow.
You need to be tough.
Don't pretend like you're not when you are.
It's the most like pure art form we have in our repertoire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More from Sane Voids in just a few moments. Want to remind you to go to their Bandcamp page, sanevoids.bandcamp.com. That's SaneVoids. Me spelling band names, I know, is the most popular part of the show. Also follow the guys on Facebook and Instagram, and also check out their merchandise. They have some really cool t-shirts and other stuff that I think anyone would like. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. It's WNC Original Music. It's on all the major platforms and almost all the minor ones that I can think of. But there are really no minor platforms. They're all major platforms, just in case anyone of them is listening. Also available on Pandora and available through smart speakers. And don't forget to follow the podcast, WNC Original Music, on Facebook and Instagram for videos and other extras from the people that appear on the show. And I want to mention again that we have a compilation album out featuring a lot of WNC Western North Carolina musicians, and it is part of a series to promote racial justice and other social causes, and you can find that at wncoriginalmusic.bandcamp.com, or you can click in the show notes where you will see that. And don't forget, it's still hard times for musicians, as it is with a lot of independently employed people, so go and support your local musicians as much as you can. If you can see live music safely, do that, but only if you can do it very safely. Otherwise, please support these musicians by buying their music, downloading their music, buying their merchandise. You can donate if you have gotten their music for free, or if they're giving it away online. A lot of musicians are putting out their PayPal and other tip jar accounts, so make sure to look out for that and support your local musicians.
This is Matthew John Clark from Shadow Show. You're listening to WNC Original Music, and you should keep doing so. And subscribe and do the podcast thing.
That song's so old, you can find it as our old band, White James, on the Dog and an EP. Look that shit up. Don't do drugs, kids. Chorus.
Yet another cat song.
It's a
three
song. Three song cat song.
I guess this is reflecting on a time right when I moved up to Asheville. It was my first apartment. And my roommate and I took in... It was actually the music... You know what? Let's just get this on record now so I can blackmail
him. All right. Recording.
So, what's her name? Her son, this dirty, nasty hippie... who just worked festivals. We let him live on our fucking couch for like 2 months. And I have never gotten fleas from a human before, but this motherfucker brought fleas into our home, had a huge infestation. My roommate and I moved out for the last month. He continued to squat in our apartment after we had already kicked him out because he broke in. And then we had to bomb this entire house. Our entire apartment after he moved out and then lost our entire security deposit.
Oh.
And then, not only did he give us fleas at the apartment, but then they traveled to my new house where we lived. So I had an ongoing flea battle for about a year and a half, and thus this song was born.
And you know they were like super strong fleas because they've been bombed.
Yeah, and those are like
the most resilient ones.
And I was using like all kinds of horrible
these
shit.
Are like,
they were
like
brand... this is toxic for me, the cat, everyone. Right. Like,
they were a brand
I just
new
need
species
the fleas to
fleas.
Die. I'm tired of getting bit.
It's a bad situation.
Yeah. It's like Terminator 3 fleas.
Yeah. Toby, what is this? I don't even know. This person, Toby something or other. Clavicon? I don't know.
Clavicle?
It's, yeah. But I housed the son of the head of the music department, UNCA's kid, for months. I still don't have a degree from that place. Give me a fucking degree. Give me a goddamn degree.
I think that's how it works.
Son alive.
I think if
you're give you one,
if right. your roommate dies freshman year or
is that really a thing?
Yeah,
I think it is a thing.
If your roommate dies, you just get it.
I feel like that would
affect their death.
Because I mean,
that would promote a lot of murder if that was just.
Well, yeah,
it'd be some
Obi-Wan Kenobi. That's what he called.
Toby
I don't know if that's no, name.
I hate him for that.
Sounds
that's,
like a
but how many dudes are out there calling
like,
themselves Toby
these things
Wong
happen,
Kenobi.
But Toby Wan Kenobi.
If you hear this, you owe me. I haven't forgotten.
Where is he now?
Some
is
kind
he,
of Jedi.
What band is he in?
He's not in a band. He's wandering around eating handfuls of ketamine and molly and trying to get a dog.
He probably
still has
fleas.
Yeah.
He still has fleas. Yeah.
So get your pet spayed and neutered. Also, don't let
it. Yeah, that's where we do our plug for Chantix.
Oh, yeah. Remember to get your pet's flea intake medication.
Yeah. We're trying to get sponsored by Frontline.
Oh, yeah.
Spay and neutered. Do that, too. You don't want them having babies.
Just take care of your animals.
Yeah, really, that's the message there. Yeah. Don't neglect your pets.
And take care of yourself, too, man. Toby.
Well,
come on, Toby.
Come on, Toby.
Is that something you say at the end of this song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. This is a reminder to give your...
is that it?
Pets.
He usually nails it.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. I had to think about it then, so...
Get your pace, buddy. That would be good if you did that, like, do your pronouncements at the end of every song... But make them very like mundane, you know. Like instead of political and meaningful, it'd just be like, "All right, guys, remember if you're driving slow, pulling on the right lane. The left the lane right is for way. Passing. Yeah.
Oh, only pass on the left.
Yeah. Where's the really song about that?
If there's not at least 3 car lanes and 5 when it's raining. So it's just like I don't know. You got to research those numbers. No, don't quote me.
We'll have to.
That's pretty woke.
We don't want to be spitting.
I'm going to edit that. You're going to hear us on the podcast on your episode, and it'll be like me, but then me. Remember, it's 5 car lengths and
7
when it's raining. Yeah.
We'll just say all the numbers right now. And
oh, that's good.
One, two,
the right one.
That, you know, that's somebody with experience recording saying that. I've done it 1,000 times.
It's funny you say that because me and Quinn just recorded drums and we forgot to do the sample.
I just remembered that we forgot to cut the samples just now.
Well, this is kind of a public service. This is a reminder service. Yeah. So you guys have recorded a CD, or
we got a tape coming out.
Yeah. Compilation coming out.
And you record. You do the sound live, or you mean you do the recording?
You're asking how we record it.
No, you said you did the tracking.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean like do track like here?
Yeah, we track everything separate. We actually use our bassist Devin's house for drums because he's got like a basement and it's really dead.
Yeah,
and then everything else we just do in my room over there.
Oh, cool.
I have a little control center set up.
Yeah.
We just do it in our houses.
All the mixing and all the mastering. Yeah. It's all down here.
Everything happens. Yeah.
And you have that coming, CD coming, or compilation CD?
It's a tape.
It's a tape. Yeah. It's not an album, really. We did a thing where we didn't really have any, like, recorded material out.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as we made songs, we just, like, put them out.
Releasing singles.
Just so people could listen to it.
So it's about, like, 4 old ones and, like, 3 new songs.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. And you record some other people around town, or other bands around town?
Yeah. I had a good handful of bands.
Oh, cool.
It gives me a lot of experience.
Oh,
we talked about Shadow Show a little bit. Those sons of bitches.
But, whoa. Fuck Shudderings, but Shadow Show. Just kidding, Izzy. I'm just kidding.
They're good. What's some other bands you like to play with?
The Turtles are our boys.
The Styrofoam Turtles. We yeah. played so many kids. Shows with them.
My like, boys, the Mouth Breathers.
The Mouth Breathers.
The Mouth Breathers. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Motherfucking
Mr. Mange. Yeah, Ben's actually in Mr. Mange.
Yeah.
The Sidewalk Surfers.
The Sidewalk Surfers. Great band, great band. Baghead.
Baghead.
We'll plug yeah. Baghead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. We got our toes dipped in a lot of projects.
Yeah. Sane Voids.
A lot of bands just practice here, which I think is neat.
Yeah.
Record so, here.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We've made this like a pretty big hub for music things. We used to do house shows, but our floor kind of shit the beds.
Yeah.
Had it kind of cooled on that. Yeah. But we're still trying to support
the last
everybody.
People yeah. that lived here caved it in.
Oh, really?
Legend has it.
Yeah, legend has it. I mean, we've heard that story from random people.
So many people come over here and they're like, "Oh my god, I remember this house. This is where the floor broke.
The floor caved in."
You don't usually see a sinkhole inside a house. That's good.
But yeah, you can definitely, when you get a lot of people in here and are playing loud music, you can
floor
feel it move.
A little.
So it got a little sketchy. So we stopped.
And we're only like
shows.
A small part of it. Just the community here is really cool. I feel like a good scene makes for really good music. It's important. So.
No, it does seem like in the past year, maybe 2 years, the rock scene in Nashville has really kind of exploded. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's nice because, you know, like a lot of it when I first got here is like jam bands, house music, and then like folk punk and like dirty folk punk crust music. And it's like, well, this is cool, but like I still like amplifiers.
Where's like loud guitars?
Like, where? Yeah, where's the loud guitars?
I love
the drum kits. And then, just like, you know, 3-4 years later, here we are. It's like
lots of people are killing it. Tongues of Fire killing it. Kenny Tsunami's killing it. Yeah. A lot of people are killing it.
Yeah, it's cool.
And you think, and there's more venues that are open to that,
too.
Oh,
Alley's
Cat.
Alley's Cat. Alley Cat for just opening and doing a great job.
Fleetwoods.
Yeah, we owe them a lot. Like
Mothlight. Always good with groceries.
They're right up the street. And, yeah, like, they kind of were our, like, home away from home. Graduated from, like, house shows. But, yeah, and then infiltrating more of the bigger venues like the Mothlight and the Grey Eagle and the Orange Peel.
Yeah, and those, and the, like Mothlight and Grey Eagle especially, you know, probably maybe could easily skew toward like folk music or something like that, but they're open to
all kinds of stuff.
Like I recorded about a year ago, I recorded like a bunch of country bands there, you know, all female country bands. And then I'm like, oh, these guys are playing there too. And, you know, there's all this
It feels so good because we're a big band. Yeah. And the big stage is so much better.
Everything. I mean, not having to stack up on each other and being able to like move
somebody
a little
sitting
bit.
On the lap.
I mean, you kind of miss that a little
bit. At times,
Miss you, bud.
Sometimes. Okay, that's it for part two of Sane Voids. Really appreciate the guys being on. They are just a lot of fun to talk to, and they're kind of a nexus of Asheville rock music because there's five of them and they play in a bunch of other projects. It's a little sad talking about the Mothlight because the Mothlight recently closed down due to the coronavirus and the shutdown. It's a little early to say right now, but hopefully something good will come up in its place. Don't forget you can find Sane Voids on Bandcamp, sanevoids.bandcamp.com, also on Spotify, and as they mentioned, if you want to find out what's going on with them, the best place to find them is on Instagram, and we'll have links to all that in the show notes. Once again, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast. It's WNC Original Music, and also Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff, etc., etc. Our closing song this week is provided by the alternative rock band Dead Rituals. They have a new EP out, self-titled Dead Rituals, and it was recorded in New York City, Melbourne, and Naples. So I want to thank them for providing the song. Want to thank Sane Voids again for being on the show, and have a good week.
This is Ben.
This is Quinn.
This is
and
Davis.
I'm Sid.
And this is WNC.
This is the WNC.